Hello, I'm Wei Su Xu. I'm so happy to be here. 大家好，我是许维素，来自台湾，非常高兴有机会代表华人来参加 Simply Focus 播客。
That is Simply Focus with every channel and Dominic Gooda for live and joy and ease.
Are you ready for this new episode? Then please welcome your hosts, Elfie Cherney and Dominic Godin.
It is episode number 86, and we are excited to be back and still here in Montreal. We are sitting in our living room together with Wei Su Xu. Thank you so much for being here with us, Wei Su.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here, too.
We're so happy to have you here. Wei Su, you're a professor in the Department of Educational Psychology and Counseling at the National Taiwan Normal University in Taipei, Taiwan. You're also the recipient of the Inzukinberg Memorial Award of the SFPTA in 2013. And you've been spreading solution focus in Taiwan and in China. And we heard so many great things about your work. So we're very curious and very happy to have you here.
Thank you for being here, and of course we are super, super curious what fascinates you about solution focus.
I just moved and touched by Inzu because I have the chance, had the honor to be supervised by Inzu for several years. Whenever I discuss with her about the client, I will really feel touched. If I were the client, I will feel I was really understood by Inzu.So that kind of touching, that kind of deep understanding of people, let me think, let me love solution focus.
So you met Inzu, so how did your solution focus journey start?
From the beginning, it's just my advisor. She took a book of solution focus, come back to our PhD program. She told us and say, it is a very popular approach in USA now. So we start to learn and practice. Then my advisor invite Inzu to come to Taiwan. And then I attend online supervision for several years. And Inzu then, she very generous to let me email to her.Maybe twice a month, discuss about clients or anything I like to know. She only told me, just spread what she had told me. So I keep my promise and to do that. Yeah.
This is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And that was around 25 years ago?
Yes.
So what was it that you learned from Inzu? And of course, it's solution-focused brief therapy, but what was the specialty of Inzu that you kind of embraced and learned from her?
You know, solution focus is very upside down our traditional training. So each part, every part, she told me, helped me a lot. Till now, when I do training, I will introduce what misunderstanding I have for solution focus and what Inzu told me. So many, many parts from the skill or from the counseling concepts. So many, many parts I do not know how to say. But the most important part I liked,She put the client on the active role, even though the client had family violence. She still can see the client's strength and give her the choice of life and empower the client very slightly but very beautifully. Just like my client have left his husband, but he think should she go back? And Inzu gave me a question to ask the client.You are so strong, you manage so many difficulty to left your husband. How come this man still deserve to be your husband? Yeah, the sentence very slightly, but put the client in a very positive way or active role to make the decision. I really like this kind of treating people or seeing clients. Yeah, I learned that a lot from her.Another very impressive case is the woman is single, and 20 years ago in our culture, we hope people can get married. So if you are single, somehow you are strange. So the ladies came to my counseling room and hope I can find a husband for her. So that is her goal. So I don't know how to do it. And I discuss about the family stress on her because her parents want her to get married as soon as possible. So I ask Inzu, Insu told me, if she want to find a husband, when people want to introduce her to others, others will say how great she is and how great she can be a good wife. From 1 to 10, 10 means you have good preparation for marriage already. That's 10. 1 is not prepared for the marriage. What's the number you are on? And the last question I really like, you say, when you met the right guy you are waiting for, the guy will say how he appreciate you waiting for him to show up. So they will discuss about how to find husband still. But I changed her goal into the family stress. I find Insu can follow clients' goals and with a very containing, very respect, very positive regard manner to the clients. I feel so touched because the client very stressful and blame herself, cannot find a good husband.
Wow. So you learned so many things from Insu.
Yes.
And really her work and then kind of working with you together touched you. So when people see you working now, what do you think? How would they describe you and how would they describe your specialty and solution focus?
They will say I'm crazy for solution focus. Yeah. When I got the award in 2013, I dare not to have the award. I think I'm not qualified. But my husband say, if the award is for people who crazy for solution focus, you can get it. You should have it. Yeah. And so my family, they know I'm crazy for solution focus. My students, they all know that. The only topic I do research training is solution focus. That is very rare in university, you know. Yeah, I put all the things around solution focus. Yeah. Then people will say, maybe they say I'm a good trainer. I think I can introduce solution focus better than I do solution focus.
So how do you do that?
Because I translate a lot of books. I memory all the books, because I'm in Taiwan, I cannot come to US and we don't have the resources to learn. Only Insu or several trainers come to Taiwan at that time. So I keep translating book from book, because when you translate book, you need to back and forth, redouble, recheck. So I can think about solution focus more. I memory a lot of theory or concept. And from my traditional training position, move to solution focus. So there's a lot of question for many new learner for solution focus. So I can compare traditional counseling theory with solution focus so they can learn quickly. Then I can design some training activity for the trainer. So that part, people say that is good. And some trainees in China, they still like my enthusiasm for solution focus. They think I am teaching and spread solution focus, not for the business or for something else. So that part, they like me. Some people say they like me before they like solution focus. Some people say that.
That's so good to hear. Oh, and you mentioned you translated quite some books from English into Chinese. And I'm very curious to hear more about what you learned from translating the books.
When I have a question about solution focus for some topic, then I find book, find paper, then I read it. So I can learn that. So then I translate to others. So I find a book written by many famous solution focus trainer. And then I can learn their concept directly from the book. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we were talking about that and you were actually giving a poster presentation at the SFBTA conference together with your student Sharon Chen on cultural adaptation of solution-focused brief therapy in Taiwan. Yes. And I assume that when you translate a book that you come across those cultural differences. A lot. So could you share a little bit about those cultural differences you noticed?
Yes, I still reflect about this part. In our culture, I find we use normalize reframing a lot because people come to see a counselor or therapist is very shameful. Yeah, so we need to encourage them. Say, come to here is a very big decision, not easy for them. And for parents, for children, when we say reframing for parents, they really like that. Something, how come my children doesn't want to tell me anything? Then we may reframing like that. They are worrying. You will worry about them. So they choose not to tell you now. Of course, there is some evidence I can say that. So parents will accept that and then calm down. And the other part is the miracle question is very difficult for me to learn, for our trainee to learn. Maybe a lot of people in other countries still not easy to learn miracle question, but for us, very difficult, because we think miracle, this kind of word is somehow daydreaming, somehow a little bit not so real. Mm-hmm. So people will resist. So we need to change into other words, like people say good fortune, or if it is possible, or if the best situation you want, something like that. Mm-hmm. They will follow a little bit. I cannot ask them, can I ask you a strange question? They will think that is dangerous. Mm. Yeah. Then I just directly told them, I will ask you a question, then I can know what you prefer future. Mm. Then we can try to go there more. So I need you to help me. So Chinese people are more practical. They like efficient, mm-hmm. so they like solution focus. Yeah. But some part we need to change the wordy. Some words we cannot translate out, like wandering. We don't have that kind of word. Wondering, suppose, we don't have the word for translation. Yeah. So that is difficult for us to learn or to understand solution focus. Mm. Yeah. Mm.
So what helps to understand solution focus? I mean, I hear that you really look at the wording, like instead of asking for a miracle, asking about good fortune or about like how things would look better, and well, when not having suppose or I wonder. So what helps to understand solution focus?
So I keep attending workshop from great trainer Heather Lance, and I invite them to come to Taiwan. Lance, Heather, Tarana. So when they come, they will do the workshop several times. Then I sit there, keep learning, keep typing, keep refreshing, and something I have question, I will ask them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And read books and accepting some supervision. Or Dr. McDonough, he is one of my supervisor and friend. Mm-hmm. She will tell me something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I keep connect with solution focused guys, then they will teach me. Mm. Or I attend their training. Mm. I read them book. Mm. And sometimes student will ask me question. Then I will think that help me. Then if I have question, I will email them. They will tell me.
So it's a lot about conversations and having conversations with other practitioners and learning by translating books, learning by immersing yourself in the field and learning by doing.
Yes. And meeting client, client will help me too. They will say, I don't understand your question. One part that I like solution focus is, in the beginning, I don't believe solution focus, but the clients like solution focus.
Wow.
Their response very good. So their response will help me to edit our question.
And you're not only teaching and learning solution focus, but you're also doing research. And one of the studies is the effectiveness of solution focus group therapy in ethnic Chinese school settings. You did a meta-analysis on that. And school is something that we're very interested in, and especially also how solution focus works in schools. So what did you find out there? You did that study with Bo Leong Gong together. So what did you find out there about solution focus group therapy in ethnic Chinese school settings?
I can say from the other side, many counseling approach came to Taiwan, but some counseling approach will stay. Some counseling approach will disappear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but solution focus are very popular in Taiwan now after many years because the school, because the teenager, because the involuntary clients. In our culture in school, we don't pay money, right, to meet the school counselors. Mm-hmm. And the clients are involuntary. And there's a lot of crisis in school and parent consultation, teacher consultation. All this, we find solution focus is very good for cooperation and conversation among different roles around the teenagers. So now in Taiwan, very surprised us that when we need to get the school counselor job, there will have some exam, paper exam, oral exam. They will have a lot of solution focus. They will ask, can you do solution focus in schools? They will ask the teacher if they want to apply a new job. If the school counselor want to apply a new job, the principal will ask, can you use solution focus? So it get popular and popular. So more student or more researcher start to do solution focus in school. And with the group. So we have the data. We just put them together in Taiwan and China to see if it is effective, and that supports us. And solution focus is really accepted by Chinese culture.
That's very promising to hear that, and also to see that it's so well accepted, and that school counselors will be asked to do solution focus, and that there's research and data, and that you can analyze that. And it's also very valuable that there are people like you who analyze the data and make that visible.
Because we need to do research in academic area, then I choose the topic I like. Yeah, then I can survive. Then my student, they know that many students want me to be their supervisor. Then I say, only do solution focus. I can accept to be your advisor.
So it helps you survive, and it helps the approach to survive. And I think this is a very mutual important thing.
Yeah.
So now I'm curious, how many students did you teach? We heard so many stories about you spreading solution focus in Taiwan and China, and that you're teaching like crazy, and crazy for solution focus.
Too many years, so I don't know how to count, because in one semester or in one workshop, and we have a team in Taiwan, Taiwan Solution Focus Center. Yeah, we have a team. They're all school counselor. They do that voluntarily. So we have a group. We keep growing together for maybe 15 years already. But I teach in one workshop. Sometimes there are serious courses. Sometimes there's only one workshop. Someone just come to see me for supervision. So many years, I don't know how to count. In the poster, we invite some solution focus counselor to be interviewed. You can see that so many people use solution focus already, then we can interview them. That is very made me happy.
Could you explain for our listeners who have not seen your poster presentation what it was about and what you found out in this study you did?
We just combine solution focus with cultural issue, and discuss about why Chinese culture or Taiwan culture, Taiwan people, they like solution focus. Why? Or in Taiwan, when we use solution focus, what kind of things we need to be careful? Just like scaling. When we hear about scaling, student will heard about, you want to judge me. Just like the exam scores, you need to use that carefully to build the positive relationship first. Let them know the question is not for exam.
So it's like an idea that if you scale, it's just about becoming better and not looking about what works or
how you explain to them, and let them feel we want to move to our goal, not to judge them. And about the compliment, we really like compliment, because we do not do compliment a lot. As a parent or teacher, we compliment student, but we tell them what you should do will be better for you, much more than compliment. If I love you, I will tell you more suggestion. And so when they do compliment, the people will like that, but they may not agree your compliment. So you need to find the compliment they can accept. If they can accept, they will be very powerful, because we like to be seen, like to be complimented by our social connection. But so that is very tricky. We like, but we need to be very precise.
Very precise. Can you maybe give an example of how a compliment that someone can take look like? So what helps to find a compliment that people can accept?
So from the compliment, I may relate it to the reframing. Maybe reframing will be accepted by people more than compliment. Because reframing, even though some people will say looking the same things from different view, but reframing somehow see good parts from bad things. So when the client said they are worried about their exams or applying the university, then we will say that means you do care. When the parents worry about the children's future, then we will reframe, you are a good planner. You have foreseeing ability. Then we need to come back and say, because you have a good reason for your children, but how can you help your children accept your concept? So this kind of reframing or compliment, they will accept more, because you know their pain and their goal. So the pain or the worry parts, we still hope can be heard. But the client at the same time can see resilience, then they may accept that more.
So it's very interesting to hear the cultural adaptations from English and solutions focused in English-speaking countries to the Chinese language and also Taiwanese language and culture. So you talked about things that you adapted from kind of the solution focused pre-therapy that we know to your culture. Are there things that you invented that are maybe used in Chinese that we don't know or we should know about?
I may create some ways to persuade people to accept solution focus more. some way to talk about the teacher or parents or trainees. Yeah. Just like about the goal. We maybe Western people really respect children's goal, but in our culture may not so respect. They may be hurt, but they will say, oh, they are too young. Our goal are better for them. Then I will say, we have some sentence in Chinese culture, know your army, then you can have more strategy, something like that. So even though your children are so young, they are still a person. They have a goal in mind. They will keep silent, they will smile, they will nothing. Then they do not debate with you in our culture, but they have their own goal. And your goal are so great, but they don't get it. They don't listen, they don't accept. So like food, you cook for them, but the food is on the table. So they, if they don't eat it, they cannot get your love. So we need to know their goal. Then you know their goal and you know your goal, then you can maybe know how to approach them, let them open their mind to you, something like that. Maybe I create some description, some way to let people accept solution focused concept. So I cannot know what is very unique. Maybe I will emphasize some parts from my reading, from my learning of solution focus, and I combine the way to introduce. Yeah. And one part is solution focus guys may not really agree. Sometimes I will compare solution focus with other counseling approach. Then I will say, what is the shortcoming? What is the best parts? I compare them. Then finally, I told them solution focus is very good. And they can have their own system. They have really good, just like our research now, as good as other approach. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I will compare solution focus with other counseling theory to introduce. In this way, people want to challenge solution focus. I can take the ball. Yeah, that is another part. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another part is solution focus is very good for crisis intervention. So some philosophy is very important to us. I will tell them, just like Heather say, let the same do not get worse. That is the first step. That is crisis now, right? So we need to stable, let the thing stable, not get worse. That is the first step. And when you get things stable, then you have more chance to do other things. Otherwise, we hope we can meet clients one time, let them change very quickly. So some parts of the concept of solution focus will help the professional helper because they can be more calm down. And I say, when you learn something new, you need to practice for months, but recall your exception, recall the past success. You can use it immediately, especially in crisis intervention. Yeah, just like this, the way of introducing solution focus may be close to our culture a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because in Taiwan, postmodern is popular now. But when I learned solution focus 20 years ago, people do not really believe in solution focus. They give us a lot of challenge, just like China now. So this way, we need to find a way to tell them what solution focus is much better or the good parts of solution focus.
You mentioned Taiwan and China. Are there differences in doing solution focus in Taiwan and China?
Oh, in Taiwan, our counseling profession has developed for many, many years already. So we learn solution focus. They can use solution focus in counseling profession or in school counselor or in community counseling. In China, their counseling profession has just started to their counseling profession development. So solution focus is used a lot in company, in coaching, in leadership, also in school for teacher. In the counseling professional training, they just started, but they like solution focus more and more, especially in educational system, counseling center in university or the schools. Yeah.
So it's a little bit the other way around, because solution focus has been very popular in Switzerland, Austria, Germany, and the parts where we come from in the therapy world and the counseling world. And only over time it came into coaching and then into leadership and organizations. And it seems to be the other way around in China then.
Yes. They find use and they hope they can find a counseling or psychology theory in daily life. Of course, their counseling or therapy profession has well developed and make a lot of progress in these years. Yeah.
So you're crazy about solution focus and you do so many different things, from translating books to doing research to doing trainings. So what is it that currently fascinates you, or that you're currently thinking about when it comes to solution focus?
Now I'm struggling or trying to learn more, just like Harry Coleman. I find they use solution focus is in an amazing way. Heather, they follow client very subtle, very close to client. I really like to learn more about that part. The most difficult part for us is we like to be experts in our culture, and they come to see a counselor, therapist. You are experts. You should give us more. You cannot just ask questions. So we find a new way to talk about that. I am an expert for question, for find your goal, the solution, and you are the expert of your life. We need to say something, we are both experts, something like that. Otherwise, they will think it is useless to come to see you. So now for me, I really like to let me become less expert role to do solution focus. I think that still influenced me. Mm. Yeah. So when I attend Joel Simon. Yeah, his workshop, and I find how can we more trust client or let them create their own meaning, and the microanalysis, cooperation, dialogue. It is not easy for me. We're still learning. How can we let the client talk more, think more, and do not use myself too much? Mm. I find they let client do a lot of their own work in counseling. But for me, we'd like to be expert. That kind of thinking system still influence me. Maybe cultural things, maybe mine. I don't know. So I see many solution-focused learner struggling in this part, especially in Taiwan, in China. So that is part I'm really interested. And the other part is about the wandering possibility miracle. That part is somehow difficult for me. Yeah, so I still need to learn that kind of more wandering things. Maybe that is more personal issue, something. But in our culture, we really not easily to learn that. When I give training, I can introduce a miracle question, but our trainee cannot do that easily. But scaling question, complement, reframing, maybe more easily. Yeah, very interesting in that part. So I hope I can learn solution focus better and better.
I'm sitting here and just looking at you, and it's just this wow, this big wow, because I feel you do the things you do in such a great way. And I wonder, like, oh my gosh, she says after 25 years and having this conversation, and like just the things you shared and your curiosity of learning from others, and like then saying, oh, I want to learn to be not so much the expert. This is just stunning for me. Well, thank you very much for sharing that. Thank you.
So Weisu, looking back on your journey of learning solution focus, of teaching solution focus, and being immersed in solution focus, and also working with INSU, if there's one story with INSU that has influenced you and your teaching and that we have not heard yet.
INSU is very lovely for me. When she came to Taiwan, they ask people their best hope. Then people say, we just come to see master. And then he said, okay, next one. What's your purpose to come to workshop? We just want to see master. After 4 people say that, INSU said, you have already seen me. You can go home now. Or do you have another goal for the workshop? Then we start to say something. Wow, he showed me how to not be an expert. Yeah. And when she came to Taiwan, I asked her, there's a lot of other approach really disagree solution focus. How can you cope with that? He said, just do your own things. We never mind others. Yeah. So that sentence helped me a lot.
Well, this connects so well to what you said today about being crazy about solution focus and doing solution focus in your research, doing solution focus in your teaching and doing solution focus. So, yeah, thank you so much for all the work you do in spreading the word about solution focus, in sharing it, in doing research and in really doing it in such a passionate, beautiful way. Thank you very much.
So let's come to the challenge of the week.
One very touched me and made me very impressive things is that I visit Insu and Steve grave one time and talked to Insu's sisters. Yeah. And I found there are some words on their grave. Believe in miracle. When I see that, I feel so touched because I don't believe miracle. Just I say I cannot use miracle question very well. Yeah. So the challenge in this week is I invite you all to practice to learn, believe in miracle as me, because I need to practice, still need to practice believing this.
Wow, thank you so much. And please let us know and comment in the comment section of our podcast how you did that, what differences it made for you, and also what inspired you in the podcast with Wei Su, what she said and what we talked about. So go to www.sfontour.com/simplyfocuspodcast and then go to episode number 86.
I'm so touched by your challenge. Thank you so much. And for all of you who want to have a look at a picture of this gravestone, so we had the honor to visit Steve's and Insu's grave as well during our journey, and we were very touched by the gravestone too, and you can have a look in the resource section of the podcast and you will find a picture there.
Wei Su, we'd like to thank you very much for being here with us, and also for coming to the SFBTA and connecting and building this bridge from North America, from Europe, from everywhere in the world to Taiwan, to China, to help us to make visible what's going on in these parts of the world and how much solution focus is used everywhere in the world, and making this contribution of sharing, of spreading, of being crazy for solution focus and making such a difference for so many different people. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you.
And we would also like to thank all the people that you mentioned, like Heather Fisk, for example, like Lance Taylor, Tharana Nelson, Alistair McDonald, Cynthia Franklin, Joel Simon, all the people that learned solution focus together with you. And like usual, you'll find all the resources that we mentioned in the resource section of this podcast. So once again, go to www.sfontour.com/simplyfocuspodcast and then go to episode number 86.
Thank you very much for listening, and we're looking forward to being back next week. Goodbye.
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 Wow, what a great episode again. Do you also like the Simply Focus podcast? Then help Elfie and Dominic spread the word. Give the Simply Focus podcast a 5-star rating on iTunes, Google Play, and other platforms. This was Simply Focus podcast with Elfie Cherney and Dominic Godet, your podcast for a life in joy and ease.